And now, please welcome two guys with little dicks and one guy with an actually pretty big dick. The Come Down Podcast.
Is it same seats from before? Did you guys move?
All right.
No.
Yeah. Wow, that announcer sounded pretty cool, huh?
Yeah,
he
rocks.
There shouldn't have been another round of clapping. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's the?
They were telling us earlier that, I don't know if you guys know this, but this theater, they opened in the 19-some.
Yeah.
You know, back when you could have nice things. With no safety features, so people would just keep burning to death in here.
Wow.
And then they reopened it in the 80s and replaced everything flammable with, I guess, flowers. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Flowers,
really,
flowers for
true.
Algernon.
Yeah.
That's you guys. You're Algernon. Or
was
wait,
Algernon
no.
The
no,
dump?
You're Charlie.
Is Charlie.
Algernon is
Charlotte's,
Adam.
Charlotte's the spider.
No. Algernon is the mouse. Charlie is the mentally retarded
no.
man.
No, mouse is the mouse from the Holocaust.
It's pretty. That's pretty rude that you write a book about a retarded man, then you name it after the mouse. How little respect they have for the mentally disabled. That they're like, yeah, I wrote a book about, you know, it'd be like if radio was named Chester or whatever. You know, this dog, the dog that he pets too hard. In the movie.
Now, Flowers for Algernon, he
yeah.
becomes smart.
Yes.
And his life is good, but then it's taken away from him, correct?
It is. Well, he decides to go back to being retarded.
What?
Yeah. yeah.
Doesn't he get the... Isn't there a girl he fucks in it?
Did you check to see if you could vape in here, or you...
Yeah, can't, what the fuck,
it's just
man?
Vapor.
Yeah.
It's just a vapor.
Whatever, dude.
It's funny, it's because, you know, you go... You, like, watch movies from the 50s, and it's, like, you know, like, an intensive care unit for prematurely born babies. And there's a guy with a cigar that's like, why is he so small? And they're like, wow, I used to just be able to do that.
Yeah.
And then they're going to look back and be like, oh, you used to be able to vape indoors. You know? Back before they brought racism back.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that shit's fucking shrinking your nuts, Adam. The vaping.
No,
yeah.
it's not.
Yeah, it is. I've been keeping track.
It's just a vapor.
I've been checking
like
ever
I,
since
I,
you started
I know
vaping.
You know about how I have long
I put your
ones.
Nuts... I put your nuts in one of those things where they, at the store where they, where you can do your blood pressure.
You measure
know,
your
like,
balls?
Yeah, I put his balls in there and
yeah.
it checks how big they are.
Right.
That's not true.
Yeah, huh? And
don't
your readings
laugh.
Have been very low recently. Your nuts have been shrinking at a wild rate, dude.
Yeah.
That's not
at this
true.
Rate, you won't even have nuts.
Just, you guys should go do that. Go drive down to Boston and put your nuts in one of those things. And when somebody's like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm from Canada. This is free in my country. So if this is the only free health care you have, I'll use this thing as a doctor for everything. If I can get a, I'll get all my shit checked out by the squeezy thing at CVS. Because it should be free. So I'm putting my dick in here, my wife's breasts. I'm having my son's penis circumcised in this machine for free, like I deserve. I'm sorry for yelling.
Can you, what's the law here when it comes to making a direct
threat?
Two
in the stink, one in the pink.
No.
Is the law.
That's legal.
What's the law when it comes to
law
making...
Law land!
Making a direct
Did Canada
threat?
Have a Wild West?
Okay. What's I that? Had one.
What the hell was their Wild West, huh? Mountie? No, those are the police. That's the exact opposite of the Wild West. There are a bunch of people following the rules. Going around, bossing people around and being polite. That was our Wild West. Yeah, they wear gay-ass clothes and dress like Bullwinkle and...
Did they ride
like
mooses?
Yeah. Well, didn't they? They dressed Bullwinkle is a Mountie, isn't he?
I don't know.
No, I'm thinking...
Shut the fuck
Shut
up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
No disrespect, you motherfucker.
Stupid, shittiest
country.
Cartoon. That's all you have.
Dudley sorry Do-Right. We don't know about your bitch-ass
yeah.
Canadian
Dudley
cartoon.
Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah, real cartoons.
Oh, he throws Rowdy off of his one seltzer.
Yeah. bitch.
Allotted one seltzer a week you're allowed in Canada. You get it at the doctor's office.
I'm drinking my government seltzer. Okay, Nick, if I may, what is the law concerning making a direct threat on the life of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau? Is that a lie? Can you go to jail if you say, I'm going to kill the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau? Because he's been running his mouth a little bit about my president. What? It's legal. It's street legal. All right, cool. Well, I'm going to kill the Prime Minister.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. You fucking.
Hell yes.
Dude, the second most important Justin in his country.
Yeah.
Fucking
who's the
bitch.
Other one?
Bieber?
Oh, right. Bieber.
He's way more important. He should be the fucking Prime Minister, dude.
That's crazy that he's Canadian.
It's so sick.
That really is absurd.
It was extremely cumtown when his dad was like, God damn, you got a big ass dick. That was a big moment in father-son homoeroticism. He's like, hashtag proud daddy. I love that. His dad rocks. He gets tats and like helps him fucking drag race and shit.
His dad abandoned him, right? Didn't he get raised
no,
by a single mom?
No, his dad's his best friend.
Yeah. No, but after
they
the
double
fact.
Team girls together.
That is definitely a style of guy.
And double teaming girls with your dad,
100%, guy? 100%.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
That's some villager shit. In Greece, people do that shit all the time. In the mountains of Greece, that's how you come of age.
That's the Wild West in Greece.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what they have. Oh so, God. No, now I'm fucked up. Because is Dudley Do-Right a Bullwinkle character?
No, it's also...
They're in the same universe.
What the fuck does Bullwinkle look
like? It's the same cinematic
like?
Universe.
Yeah, but he's got the outfit, doesn't he? He's got a hat.
Damn.
Now I'm thinking of the Hawaiian Punch guy.
Yeah, what's with the hat?
He's involved.
He's got antlers. He's got red
antlers.
He's
got an antler style
No, the Hawaiian
hat.
Punch guy is like the villain's brother, I think. From doesn't he look kind of like that? The villains.
The bad
like,
guys in Rock and Bullwinkle are Russians.
Natasha and
Boris.
Boris.
My in-laws. It's disgusting people. They're gross, disgusting people. I don't consider.
Have you had like a
white.
Meet the Fockers moment where you or meet the parents moment where you have to go do gymnastics with Dasha's dad?
Dude, every time right before I come
so
over, he's
Adam,
always like,
Dasha says you have gay woman's body. He's maybe so we much see you get on trapeze, I can make fun of you. Laugh at your girl muscles.
My father-in-law is so much hotter than me.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And he literally, every thank time you, I Josh. Come over to their house, he's like just been back from the gym, and his arms are so fucking vascular. It's like they look like penises. And he's like, oh, thank, good to see you. You
what's fucking his dick look like then, Adam? What?
Yeah, describe
I'm
it.
I'm sure it's great yeah. and fucking uncut
he's,
and
it's
beautiful.
So weird. His arm, after he gets back from the gym, he's so strong, it comes out of his zipper yeah. and goes all the way into my mouth. It's because he's been working out.
It's
at
a
the
custom.
Gym.
And sometimes it happens even when he's not
Rome.
Working out.
Yeah.
Sometimes he just texts me and I go over their house and it happens. When no one is
it's
there.
It's weird. They only have one bed and we all have to sleep in it. I guess
that's
it's some
not...
kind of Russian thing. They make a nesting doll and they say, I have to be the one on the outside. Right. And they all move into my ass.
Dasha's whole family sleeping in Adam's ass.
What's the deal with that?
We have to sleep in your big roomy American ass. In Russia, it's custom for the wife of my daughter to let us...
Nothing
in Russia, the
that.
Husband is the woman, but the wife is the man. And you have to sleep in his ass.
That's a ridiculous idea. Physically impossible.
I don't know, man. I think it could be happen.
What's the deal with Charlie from Willy Wonka's grandparents? They're all fucking in that bed?
Mm-hmm. They're not fucking.
four old people in a bed sharing a bed all day long in the bed.
Yeah.
They're not fucking, but they are finger popping each other.
You think they're switching?
Yeah, everyone's just kind of having a
nice little
time.
They're doing a soft swap?
Yes, I do think that. I think they definitely finger fuck each other and jack each other off and stuff like that. A lot of clit stuff, not a lot of actual penetration.
Yeah, you can't
forget. Because the old pussy can't handle it, you know, at that point. Mm. So that's just kind of some stuff I've been thinking about. I'm so happy you asked.
That's the whole point of that book. Thanks. Is like, don't break the rules when you go to a factory.
Yeah.
You get punished, like, brutally punished.
It was before they were like, maybe we just shouldn't let kids in the factories.
Yeah.
At the end, they, like, torture children.
Yeah. We're like, well, we want kids to think factories are fun, so we'll make it a chocolate place instead of a flammable room filled with sewing machines. And then we'll teach them about rules before we send them off to their 12-hour workday.
Now, Willy Wonka, it ends, he kills himself, and Charlie gets to be
himself.
Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Right? Does he jump off a balloon or some shit?
He says, I'm ready to die.
He says, it's time to die, and he expires, like at the end of Blade Runner.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty... What does happen at the end, though?
Blade Runner?
No.
Oh.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Doesn't he win something?
They go in an elevator made out of glass.
Decker
and
the Chocolate Factory?
And then he says he can see his house from the sky. And then he gives
him
the factory.
About Decker and the Chocolate Factory?
Hold on, say it again.
It's the guy from Blade Runner. Did you take a bunch of edibles before?
No. I'm sober. I'm starting to fade because I do need a meal soon.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone has a little snack they can throw up on stage, maybe some cashews or a salami, a piece of salami. Just two slices, nothing crazy.
I'd love to do some edibles tonight, you know. Just kidding. But seriously. I'll take a selfie with you. Otherwise, no selfie. What's the snack? What'd they throw? Cashews, that's a great gift.
Oh, hell
give it
yeah,
up for
dude.
That, gentlemen.
A pure protein bar.
A protein bar.
Oh, nice.
This is the energy I need to carry me over the finish line.
Can I have a bite?
It's pure
damn,
protein.
Damn, it looks like cake. I love this shit.
It's Scandinavian cum. That's what pure protein is. Oh, I think the ship has sailed on that.
No,
maybe we'll loop back to
it. We can riff that out.
I don't know.
Maybe he has to see which one of the Oompa Loompas are robots.
Yeah.
And then he kills them or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, he has to figure out whether he himself...
Is an Oompa Loompa?
Yes. Is
want some kind of fruity factory worker? Just a cop?
I don't know.
Something like that.
I want to eat one of those blueberries, but I won't.
Does he follow the rules? What does he do?
Are there female and male Oompa Loompas?
There has to be.
No.
They don't breed asexual. Wait, no, you're right. Fucking Wonka makes them.
They're queer.
Right?
They're
he breeds
non-binary.
Them?
I think he makes them in the factory.
They're slaves.
Slaves still
they're
fuck,
not,
man.
They're not slaves if you make them. Those are just...
They're slaves!
Those are your
Shut
children.
Up.
They're not slaves if you love them. If you care for them.
Okay.
Right.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Quick disclaimer, they
he
are
rescued
slaves
those Oompa Loompas from the hot jungle.
Nick coming through with the Thomas Jefferson theory of slavery.
Yeah. I mean, to be clear, he had sex with the Oompa Loompa.
He's just some half-orange, 4'7" guy.
Yeah,
fucked up looking.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging around the back.
Wearing a purple Cat Williams suit. And a top hat.
They should book Cat Williams here.
Yeah, not us.
I would love to come back just to see Cat Williams. He's the only good comedian. He's probably the only person that's funny.
It's true.
That's true.
You're right.
I agree.
I mean, how talented you have to be to pick a fight with a child,
lose
on camera, and still the entire world is like, God damn, that man's talented.
We need more Cat.
Just sweating through like a middle schooler's tracksuit. through a bit about how, you know, you can't eat pussy anymore in the Trump era. This man is a genius.
Mm. Damn, dude, I feel supercharged after that fucking protein bar right now.
Nice.
Ah!
Oh, no. That's pretty strong.
Nice.
Do that.
Yeah. Damn. Those are real push-ups, too. Adam can't do real push-ups.
That's bullshit. That's a gaslight.
He can't do
a
clap.
They were gaslighting me. I did.
He can't do a fucking clap push-up. I did a clap push-up.
Pardon me? I don't respond to slurs.
Damn.
What, a girl?
She thought it was safe.
What, madam?
You thought, well, they won't hear me if a bunch of men are screaming also.
Honestly.
Everyone assault that woman.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I thought we were on the same page. I thought
Shut
we
up.
Were all, okay.
Yeah.
We know 30% of you don't know that we're being ironic.
Yeah.
We know that about our fan base. There are unfortunately some racists in here. And we know those people take direct orders from Nick.
Yeah.
So I just want to make it clear
do not
commit any assaults while at a come down
well,
show.
Not at the show.
Or in your life.
No, in your
specifically at a come down show because we are legally responsible.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know the rules. But I won't look them up either. And as I do remember reading that if you don't know the law, you can't be charged.
It's true.
That's true. Double jeopardy, baby.
Yeah, it's called ex post facto. It's a writ of hubris.
Double jeopardy, my man.
That's fucking double jeopardy.
Double jeopardy.
I've never read a book, baby.
Dude, you see that fucking movie Tommy Lee Jones? Dude, that's what it's all about.
Your Honor, I call Alex Trebek to the stand.
Oh, he's a national hero. National hero. Give it up for him. He's fighting cancer. He's going to fucking kick cancer's ass.
All proceeds go to Alex Trebek's cancer fund. They don't.
That's going to be a huge loss for you guys when he goes. They're going to replace him with Steven Crowder.
Also Canadian, no?
Yeah, he's like this 13% of the population. No one wants to buzz in? You don't want to buzz in? I'll buzz in. I'm the host. I can't buzz in, but I'll buzz in if I have to.
Yeah.
Damn. I was going to do some research on Toronto, but I did not do any.
I did. I know some.
He's Canadian, right? He is. He's from here. What do you mean half? But was he born here? Then he's Canadian. I was like,
yeah.
It's not a fucking ethnicity.
Also, it works like Judaism.
He's a fucking anchor.
Yeah. He's only half Canadian. Right?
Yeah.
No, you know, he's born here and grew up here and he's Canadian, but...
Oh, fuck. We didn't do a land acknowledgement.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we recognize that a once proud people...
No.
...owned this land, the first peoples, and now the second peoples are here. And we feel bad about it.
Yeah, that's fucking annoying, dude. The fact that you guys do that for real? You know that's just kind of rubbing it in, right? It's like, I feel bad. Every time I hang out with my friend whose wife I fucked, I remind him that I fucked his wife and I apologize.
And I feel bad about it.
While his life is in shambles. Am I going to help him out financially? Absolutely not.
He has diabetes. He lost his right foot. He's an alcoholic.
In fact, I'm going to put a big-ass pipe through his yard and spew oil and sewage through that shit.
Build that fucking pipe.
But every time I'm at a fucking rugby game, I'm going to apologize for it. Yeah, you motherfuckers think you're so woke.
Oh, you're so...
At least we don't apologize for our racism.
Yeah.
At least we have the decency to be racist with our chests. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but for some reason, even in America, we have to respect that dumb New Zealand dance.
The haka.
I don't know how that thing just... No one is allowed to touch it.
I like the haka.
You like
I
it?
I think it's cool.
Well, The Rock
does it. I think choreography in general is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love any kind of dance move.
Any kind of organized dance.
That men are allowed to do shirtless together.
Yeah, it's a masculine style of choreography.
I mean, it's like really stunk. Though, it's like literally no different than the electric slide.
Which is cool.
Which is cool.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
yes,
is.
Yes, it is. It's something that you want to see it.
It's my penis. Second, 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 second.
It's my penis.
You want to see it. It's my penis. Second, 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 second. Please give me some head. I'm gay. Yep, that's a classic. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, so you've been disproven twice, Nick.
Yeah.
Not only is the hockey.
All right, pool. Well, let me think of a different dance then.
All right. Try. Cha-cha slide? Cool.
No. Oh, okay.
Bitch.
The Charleston.
Oh.
The Charleston's sick.
No. No one likes the Charleston. I found
Charleston
it.
Charleston does suck. You're right.
There's another thing that the white man stole.
Well, it's because... Yeah, no, that is true. That was their dance. But all the people that enjoyed it burned to death in theaters that looked like this. They're like, and there it is. 37 locks to keep out all the blacks. Now, who's got a match for my cigar? Quick, here, light it under the... Not only asbestos, so you could see it better. And...
Fuck.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my God.
What else we got? Let's see.
If you get too close to this shit, it looks terrible, though. It looks like every Italian person that tried to open like a shitty restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's gonna be just like the old country. We're going to put up shitty wallpaper so people think they're in Rome instead of a strip mall.
Damn. Like they're in a fucking Sistine Chapel.
It's going to be like the Sistine Chapel, except on the ceiling, Sylvester Stallone will be painted.
All the Sylvesters. Sylvester Stallone.
The cat.
Sylvester the cat. Sylvester the cat as Sylvester Stallone.
And Rambo.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone in all of his roles.
Mm-hmm. Shaking hands with Tony Soprano.
What's that?
Shaking hands with Tony Soprano.
Yeah. Was Sylvester Stallone named after the cat? Because now I can't think of another Sylvester.
Yeah, they talk the same way.
I can't think of a single Sylvester besides...
There's not any. It was only the cat's name. And then his parents were like, let's give him a traditional Italian name. Like Tweety Bird or Bugs. Or... Taz.
Taz. Yeah. Here's my son, Porky Digigliano.
Yeah, there's not another Sylvester, is there?
There literally isn't one Sylvester.
Hold on. What about Syl from The Sopranos?
Yeah, that's true.
That's Silvio, though, not Sylvester.
You're right. That is Silvio.
Silvio.
Fuck.
Silvio Dante.
Well, Silvio is... Sylvester is a Silvio that's becoming a Sylvia.
Are we recording this for the pod?
What? No, I don't think we are.
I think we are. Shut the fuck up!
Shut up.
Give me another power bar.
Also,
you fucking
I deserve
animals.
More for Sylvester being the step in between Silvio and Sylvia. What's that?
Another woman.
Let's see this. She's like, my name is Jesse! Someone else bought my ticket.
It's just time to.
My name's Jesse.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
It's just. Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Is there another? You're naming a Sylvester, probably. Sylvester.
Oh, fuck.
I don't want to go to Google. That's cheating.
No. We can't. We're going to make this huge room of people wait until we
They can't name another Sylvester.
Sylvester. What? Melanie? Sylvester Melanie?
Sylvester Melody?
You can't just make up people.
Is that just one of your friends?
My friend Sylvester Melody?
Huh?
What?
Oh, get the Sylvester. Fuck out of here, dude.
What, you read books, bitch?
Shut up.
Shut up.
It's Pope Sylvester.
This Damn, is a Pope Sylvester. What was he like?
Fucking this is a no
suffering
facts
succotash.
Yeah, suffering succotash. Let's suffering round up some Jews.
He died for your suffering succotash or whatever. Is that what he was like?
Let's.
Is that what he fucking Jay? Hey, what a come on, folks. Hey.
Huh?
No, somebody's
oh, yeah,
mad
let's
about,
hear a bit.
Somebody's
let's hear
mad
idea
about the church. Oh, suffering so, suck a kid. Yeah, okay.
No, we'll handle that, my friend. Okay. Thank you very much.
We're professionals.
Here's what you do. You throw fucking snacks at me, and you say names of Sylvesters,
yeah,
and that is all you do.
Yeah.
You will not try bits.
We're fucking...
Yeah.
You're looking...
Hell yeah.
What is that?
Another bar.
Is it a Nutri-Grain bar?
Nature Valley. Very crummy. A lot of crumbs.
Damn.
From now on, I will take off one article of clothing for every snack. For every snack that I get. No!
Whoa.
This motherfucker just had Werther's?
Hard candies?
What the fuck? What the
you
fuck
is
wrong with Canadian people?
Take it up! Take it up! Take it up! Take it
I tricked you fucking Canadians!
You
this
had
is my
a big plan
all along!
Look, it's Butterbean!
Huh? Greatest country in the fucking universe, baby! USA! And I'm eating all your fucking Man snacks! We've done it again. American imperialism
we
wins.
Fucking
we
snacks.
Wins
I think
once
it's safe
again
to say we won that exchange. I do find it interesting that somebody criticized pedophiles nice and then someone immediately threw Werther's originals on
yeah
us.
Yeah, what are
I
you, a 90-year-old woman? Who has yeah hard candies
oh, boo
these days?
Boo, throw the hard tack at him.
Mm. My grandma, this is... I don't know if this is a Jewy thing. But
it is.
She had.
No matter what is about to come
she
out.
She had a there bowl of real hard candies and then a bowl of candy-looking things made out of glass.
Jewels. She had a collection of precious jewels that
they
she would suck
jewels
on.
They were like glass.
I don't know if it's a Jewish thing, but she did have a collection of precious metals and rare sapphires.
You didn't earn these. Thank you for supporting.
It's like a collection of like diabetic snacks. Somebody's blood sugar is gonna get fucked up.
Dude,
that's pretty cool. If you
some...
have diabetes, you could just get drunk by not eating pretzels. Shout
really
out if you got type 2.
Yo, where are my diabetics at?
Where are my insulin needing ass motherfuckers? Some of you aren't as lucky to have a perfectly healthy body that regulates itself beautifully.
Homeostasis, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep all that cum in there.
Yeah.
Body's too busy fighting off the other DNA to
that's right
worry about its own problems.
That's so true, what you just said, Nick.
Yeah, I know a thing or two
you
about
you had me at homo.
Homo. Homeostasis.
Oh, mm-hmm. Homeo.
Yeah.
Nice.
That seems wrong. It should be homeostasis.
Homeostasis.
Homeostasis sounds like the guy that couldn't remember what it was called. They're like, oh yeah, that
forgetful. Fuck. What's the word for hating gay people? Homophobe.
Homophobe. Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'm kind of in snack heaven right now, so my brain ain't fun. I'm gonna
the
take
equilibrium
a little...
has been breached.
Yeah.
First snack, good idea. Supplementary snacks. He's gone too far.
Anyway.
Too many snacks.
So Toronto, some of the research I did was that it was founded in...
1783.
By missionaries.
By Johnny Toronto.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, how about this fucking place, huh?
Johnny.
Hey, wait. Wait, make it look like fucking New York, huh? We keep out all the bums.
It's not so fucking bad over here.
Hey.
Well, I could do something over here.
Nah, I'm just saying. It's a fucking place or something.
Yeah. It's not a good slice. I need a good slice around here.
We're going to have a remarkably multi-ethnic metropolis on the shores of Lake Ontario.
Is Lake Ontario also...
Is that the lake here?
Lake, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it one of the Great Lakes? Yes. Erie, Superior, Ontario, Michigan.
Huron. Everyone fucking sleeps on Huron, dude. Thanks, bro.
That's the second biggest one, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the shallowest one? I don't know. Champlain, is that a Great Lake?
No! Shut up, you fucking nerds.
You guys fucking lake experts?
How do you all know about lakes?
And popes. You learned that in school? Your dumb schools?
All right. Okay, it's over now. Everyone quiet the fuck down and get ready for some beautiful riffs.
We're going to... Yeah. Adam's going to tell a story about...
Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, Adam had a story. Adam had a story he wanted to tell. So if you guys could be quiet for the next 15 minutes...
Don't laugh.
You can have this uninterrupted story.
Don't laugh.
You're not allowed to laugh.
You're not allowed to laugh. It's the moth, bitch. Welcome to the fucking moth.
Do people ever get like caught just making shit up at the moth?
For sure.
But you get to like the final round. I don't know how it works. I've never watched it. I don't know what the moth is. But you get to the final round, and then somebody's like, oh, he's just saying Casino Royale.
No, yeah. Someone told me.
He's just saying the plot to...
I forgot who told me, but they went to like a local storytelling like moth thing in D.C., and some dude told the plot of Treasure Island.
I'm going to do Gulliver's Travels next time. Yeah, so I woke up and I was big as
fuck. I got a fucking story for you.
And there was a bunch of little motherfuckers tying me up and shit.
Keep going.
And actually, that's all I remember. And I only know that from the cover of Gulliver's Travels. But that's basically
isn't
all
that about
you need
a
to
fucking
know.
Pirate ship? How do you even get into the first part of that story without people being like, this is fake?
A shipwreck.
Shipwrecked.
What?
His boat crashed or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a ship?
But no, nobody, shut up.
No, the people don't have shipwrecks anymore.
Yeah, huh?
No. There was that one in Italy because that...
Everyone...
That story was awesome. You remember that?
Yeah.
That Italian cruise ship captain was like, turn off the controls. Yeah. I'm a buck of the boat so good. Everybody gonna love the way I buck of the boat.
Put on a little Sinatra. I'm gonna park in this boat, no problem.
It cost the $8 billion to turn the boat back up the way it was supposed to be. I added too much Chianti before trying to parallel park the boat.
He just fucking... one time I saw a Greek guy did a similar thing where he just tried to boat captain tried to cut a different boat off.
Yeah.
And he got stuck
it's
on
not,
the
there's
island.
No lanes.
Yeah, fucking you.
In the middle of the fucking ocean.
Fuck
you have all the room
asshole.
In the world. I get in front of this piece shit for no reason. He pissed me off and got too faster than me. So yeah. I fuck his day. Fuck his day in the ass.
He got stuck because it was he didn't know, his dumbass didn't know. He was cutting him off, like turning into shallow water. So it was just like a boat like standing up in the ocean. It looked so fucking stupid. They had to get life rafts and shit. Yep, at last, there we go. I'm going to Greece this year.
Yeah.
Eject this man, where the fuck is security?
Yeah. If the guy that said he was bringing a crossbow to the show wants to... Assault that man.
That guy says, fuck Greece. What are you, Angela Merkel or something?
Yeah. Uh-oh, time for Adam's politics corner.
All right. Let me give you some fucking motherfucking political opinions, all right?
Adam's got opinions.
New rule.
Adam's opinion corner.
Go ahead, Adam. Hit us with an opinion.
New rule. I think it's cool that Kawhi Leonard is autistic. That's a new rule. He's like you guys. Maybe he likes the pot. Maybe he's like listening to African guy. He's like, oh. And does his stupid ass laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's here tonight. New rule. If you,
yep.
I can't think. I don't believe. Okay, new rule. I don't believe in rules. I think that breaking the rules
What?
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Life is about breaking the rules. It's about coloring outside the lines, folks.
Mm. That's so true.
What? A girl? Again?
They only disrespect you, Adam, because they know they can take you in a
girl,
physical fight.
There was a girl at Funny Moms a couple weeks ago that was
a sign of respect is when you're nude and people are throwing candy at you. That's how you know people respect you.
None of you
You've
fucking
been screamed
cowards.
At until you took all your clothes off and you're eating candy off the floor. It's a universal sign of respect in any culture around the world.
It goes back to antiquity.
Yeah.
The most respected man.
The most respected man in the world was often nude.
Yep.
And eating treats that have been thrown at him.
Yep.
Like a pig.
Sounds like you haven't read The Emperor Has No Clothes. About an emperor who was respected for being nude, if I recall correctly.
And he got a nude groove?
Huh? No.
That's a different emperor.
Different emperor.
Yeah.
Not as fucking cool as the nude emperor walking around with his cock hanging out. That is a cool guy, actually, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that is
the emperor
cool
rules.
Guy.
There's no part of that story where he looks dumb. Where they're like, we're going to make you the coolest clothes in the world, and it's just his naked body, and he looks in the mirror, and he's like, damn, I look good.
That guy rocks.
Yeah, he's like, check out my fucking suit. I mean, the fact that he would even force people to look at his clothes.
Yeah.
I love him. I love that emperor.
I love that emperor. The story's like, oh, he's stupid and bad, and only some dumbass little kid tells him. First of all, fuck that.
That kid, that kid. First of all, he's immediately being executed.
The emperor's like, oh, so you were looking at my dick if I'm not wearing clothes? Oh, okay. You're looking
child,
at my dick.
Child is found guilty of reverse
Pause.
Pedophilia. Yeah.
Keeps trying to.
The
fuck
highest
adults.
Crime in all of. The Nudumbria.
Wait, what? I didn't hear. What's it called?
Nudumbria.
Oh, no, the crime that he committed.
Oh, reverse pedophilia. I was like a shit. Reverse racism guy that complains about reverse pedophilia.
I
can't be attracted to them.
But they.
But if a child smiles at me, that's okay.
That's so good.
If I'm on the bus and they're swinging their legs off the chair sitting across from me, that's fine. They're blowing their bubble gum at me, quietly playing Game Boy at the pool while I'm in the parking lot with binoculars. For some reason, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. They can just...
They're allowed to come into the locker room while I've spent hours in there waiting for this situation to happen. Just hours and hours and hours.
You're telling me they can just have gymnastics practice a mere 45-minute drive away from my home?
They're allowed to just use the Club Penguin website. where I similarly pose as a child just so I don't feel weird. It's reverse pedophilia.
Reverse pedophilia.
No one wants to talk about that.
No one's talking about it.
The second you bring up reverse pedophilia, everyone accuses you of being a pedophile yourself.
Yep.
They're scared of the marketplace of ideas.
I think everyone should be able to be treated equally. The kids want to fuck me and I want to fuck them. And that's the way it should be.
And that's why I, Joe Biden, am running for president.
Give it up for Uncle Joe.
Everyone's like, Joe, stop, cut his mic. I love
Joe,
that he's still
Joe,
just...
I'm right down the middle with these issues, folks.
Yeah.
What we need is another businessman that touches people slightly differently. That has the decorum to wait to grab them on the pussy until you've already grabbed them everywhere else.
Yeah, shouts out to Finger Poppin' Joe. Gonna be our next president.
Damn, I'm Goose.
Peeling. I'm peeling like a bitch, dude. I got sunburned. This is Greek hubris, dude. I think just because I'm the kind of white person that didn't have anything to do with slavery, that I don't need sunscreen, and it's untrue. I'll tell you guys that.
You get notifications when Dasha tweets?
You shouldn't have said that. We both have notifications on for each other because we're both of each other's number one fans, and that's what being in a relationship and love is.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo this man.
No, I'm
you should never
tonight.
Be sentimental,
I'm
dude. You should
tonight.
Be too cool for feelings well into your 30s. Mm. Ruin all of your relationships. Yep. Die alone. Gaming.
Yeah, I'm yeah. fucking, no.
mm-hmm. I'm playing games. Not even good at the games you play.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
losing
even particularly,
to children.
It's not even a thing you could consider yourself skilled at, but
no.
you will waste your life doing it.
Something you're wasting time doing.
Doing anyways.
Instead of picking
what?
Up a hobby.
Yeah. What? Is it that same lace? I feel weird now acknowledging that every time, but...
Whoever is here with her, please tell her teacher
decorum. It's Melody Sylvester's best friend.
Yeah.
Who wants everyone to know.
Keep that beep on a leash, you know? Yeah.
What's beeps? I don't know if she's black. I don't
know.
No. You don't have to go that far,
no.
Adam.
Come on, Nick. Boo.
Beep could mean
you
a lot
said
of stuff.
It. What do you mean, boo?
Beep could
that's...
mean a lot of stuff,
you can
man.
Beep a lot of words.
I don't think so, Adam. Beep... I think we all know what you meant. I think we all picked up on the subtext.
No.
I thought it was kind of fucked up how racist you just were, Adam.
It wasn't racist.
It's pretty fucked
honestly,
up.
I wasn't being racist. I did a land acknowledgement.
Honestly, it's...
I'm the least racist of us.
That's right.
DSA?
I think you said USA.
Do you even have a DSA here? Is it
yeah,
the
they're all in the DSA. It's the
don't
DSA
you
of the
have
country.
A DS, you don't need an A for it. What?
The Nintendo DS.
BDS.
Oh, how about the BDSA? That would be
just not having, just making your own hummus and fucking.
What about
to get
the
Medicare
fucking
passed?
The fucking BBW DSA? Mm-hmm. Just fat.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
That's good, and it also makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
It didn't really, didn't
there's
really
not
work.
Even there's no overlap in those letters overlap. Whatsoever.
I was just adding more letters.
Yeah. BBW DSA. Fuck.
Sounds catchy, honestly.
Yeah. BBW DSA. No, too many. BB DSLA.
Hi, we're raising money
dick
for,
sucking
for big women out here.
Huh?
We're raising money for big women out here.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And, oh, so I can have sex with them. That's yeah. what the money is.
We're raising take, money for us
we're
to
trying
give
to,
them.
Yeah, we're trying to take them to Bob Evans. That's our Tim Hortons, I guess. That's another place.
Tim
it's
Horton.
Just a guy's, some dumb guy's name.
Ooh.
I'm going to start a restaurant. Name it Dave Shits. Dave Shitson's.
Dave
fucking shitty
baby.
Coffee.
Our coffee
the
sucks.
Donut.
Dick.
Our coffee's garbage, and here's some ham or something. This is the most successful restaurant in the world. I really don't understand business. I mean, I guess Come Town as a business is somewhat profitable.
It worked, yeah.
Oh yeah, we're selling stocks. We're gonna go public soon.
Yeah.
The initial.
Every successful business has a stupid fucking name. Mm-hmm. Kohl's.
Dumb. Worse than
Compton. It's such a bad name if nobody knew what Kohl's was and you were like, oh, I went to Kohl's and got this. But great, I'll look it up when I get home. C-O-L-E, and then they just don't
K-H.
Find the place ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when I think of successful
business...
Oh,
no, it's spelled
business,
the Nazi way.
When I think of a successful business, the first thing I think of is Kohl's.
Yeah. They're successful. The fuck do you want, dude?
I don't know.
You want a Timex watch. Where are you going to go?
Kohl's.
You want a Super Bowl themed Timex watch
from 2014.
You want $3 dress shoes in mixed match sizes. Where are you going to go?
That's true.
Stay luggage. I need $800 worth of luggage in a $20 package. You get 18 carry-ons at once. All in purple leather.
That would be good.
Kohl's.
Kohl's, baby.
A Cookie Monster comforter.
I love that you can just shoplift snacks from there. That's part of the...
What?
Yeah, dude. No one wants those stale-ass almonds. So you just pop a little thing open. You have a little snack power you through.
Don't they have a lot of those popcorns that are like three different flavors. The cheddar, the caramel.
That's a Chicago thing.
That's Chicago?
Yeah, they do that in Chicago. They add the little flourish to the popcorn. They put some chocolate in there. I think
that.
It's smart.
I didn't know that about Chicago.
I think they should, put all kinds of shit in the pop. I'm surprised it stopped there.
to be honest with you. What other kind of popcorns would you like to see?
I mean, I guess there's Cracker Jacks. Mm. That's a type of popcorn.
What's that?
The cheddar, food, smart white people.
But if you could have your own.
What?
If you could have your own flavor that they're not doing, what would you select?
Marijuana pussy. We're selling like cannabis.
Hell yeah, dude.
Cannabis pussy flavor pop.
Oh, hell
Two
yeah,
best
bro.
Flavors combined.
Dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Only at Kohl's. There's and it's like Kohl, like from Martin.
I love the idea of edible O'Doul's that still taste like a brownie with shitty weed flavor in it.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, dude, I'm sober now, but I just miss that.
Yeah,
that
we got
flavor.
CBD pussy marijuana popcorn. It also, yeah, tastes like fucking vodka and weed and pussy.
Hell yeah, dude, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, that's for people.
That's fucking tight.
Yeah. So I want to show off first day of freshman year. Let everyone know what kind of cool ass snacks.
Just wait.
I got my dorm.
They don't have.
You guys
want to
come
year.
Over? You guys want to come over and watch Boondock
yeah,
Saints?
We're gonna
and
watch
pussy.
Fucking Donnie Darko and eat some pussy. Axe body spray and pussy flavored popcorn.
We were like,
it's
oh my
got
God.
Fucking, it's got weed flavor in it. Yeah, I'm wearing Stewie Griffin pajamas. And later we're going to play Smash. I got a felt poster of some gnomes eating mm-hmm. pussy. Yeah.
Stewie, man.
I would love that poster, dude.
Yeah.
Gnomes would be good at eating pussy.
Yeah.
Because they got their little mouths are almost the exact size of a pussy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's at eye level.
I feel like it's every on. Woman's fantasy to slowly sit down on the Travelocity guy. Just pop a squat in the front yard.
Sitting on that cone till his little yeah. fucking beard reaches your clit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what every lady wants.
I got a question for you guys. You just let them speak French in Montreal? Just let that happen?
Can't believe you let that slide.
You
dude.
Can't let that shit happen in your fucking country. You need to take your goddamn country back. Shut up. Fucking flat.
Yeah, it's like, didn't you have a war so you didn't have to deal with that shit?
Yeah. You let them speak French. And you put the queen on your money? What kind of cuck shit is that? Bitches.
It's like, you should be against forcing people to learn English unless they're speaking another European language. Because we already had enough wars to settle which language gets to be the one that wins in Europe, mm-hmm. and it was English.
Yep.
So no more French.
If I see a fucking frog in New York City, I go up to them, look them in the
Hold
eyes.
Hold on, she's saying something important about Benjamin Franklin.
You Damn. Can't let her cut me off.
This woman really does not respect you, Adam.
Yeah.
She really doesn't.
She's like, yeah, now's the time to chime in.
Yeah.
A little break in the action, a little break in the riffing. Adam's talking, so I'm going to go ahead and say
No.
Benjamin Franklin said that French was the sexiest language.
Mm-hmm.
So did that, the Merovingian from...
Oh, yeah,
the
one of the best characters. They should have just canceled the sequels when they got to that point in the script. They were like, look, we got nothing. A French robot that makes pussy tickle cake?
What was the Merovingian?
The Merovingian.
What's this?
From the...
The Matrix.
Matrix 2.
Never seen the sequels.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
That's smart.
That is smart.
Because
the first one is
first
such a good
rules,
movie.
Dude. I am curious what those albino dreadlock twins are up to.
Yeah.
If there was some kind of spin-off that's just kind of their origin story, I would watch that.
They're just wiggers. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're the British kind. Those guys that think they're Caribbean.
Yeah. They're like Drake. Yeah.
You must have those here, right?
Like Drake.
Yeah.
No, they have them because they got J-Rock on Trailer Park Boys.
Damn, why are we not going to Nova Scotia? Is it like that there? That's sick. Those are the best goddamn Canadians ever.
Yeah. I saw a picture recently of those guys, and like they still dress in character. Yeah.
Julian's old.
Julian looks like shit.
He looks like shit.
He's still got that black shirt on. There's just holes in it.
Yeah.
There's just mold in that cup.
Didn't Bubbles do something kind of kooky?
Like, yeah.
What do you mean kooky?
Something not too chill. If he strangled a woman, yeah.
That's weird.
That is.
I told you not to piss me off. Those are not to freaking piss me off.
I'm not going to tell you again.
No, but seriously, to that woman, I will fight you. We are in the same weight class.
I cannot wait.
They got equality here, dude. You can beat a bitch up. That's what the rules.
That's pure equality.
I cannot wait till you get your shit split by a woman, dude. I can't wait till you get fucked up by a lady.
That is the biggest fear still in my life, is that any woman will come up and beat me up.
So many women could beat you up.
In ninth grade, these two Mexican girls almost beat me up, and thank God they didn't.
What saved you?
But they were doing like the, why are you eyeballing me thing? And I was like, I wasn't looking at you.
Adam going around recklessly eyeballing people.
Just looking
what
at
is
people.
Eyeballing? Classic Adam.
I was like, what is eyeballing? I have to look somewhere. I'm looking around. I have eyes. Please, ma'am, don't beat me up with 4 years to go in high school.
That would have been so
madam.
Awesome. That would be all. I would fuck. She was have like, you ever been beaten up?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I was punched in the face by a crackhead.
No. Anything other than that?
I've never been. I've never gotten a real ass kicking.
Nick, have you ever been? You've been in a.
Oh yeah, that Sugar Ray
guy. A million times. Oh, I've had the shit beaten out of me. That's many times in my life.
The Sugar Ray biker.
We know about that. What's a deep cut of you getting your ass kicked?
I don't know. Yeah, mostly just getting drunk. I remember it was a pool hall one time. I don't remember what I said, but then I was outside and it was like a whole group of like, it looked like people from like a Skechers commercial.
Like multi-ethnic.
And
just
like,
getting fucked up by
remember,
people in
shorts. I remember
shorts.
Like just having blood all over my face and being like, what did I say? And then just somebody like fucking wailing on me. Being like, just leave, and I'm like, but I don't remember what I did.
Your life is like Memento, but it's different. You've tattooed different slurs. Yeah. You said that have gotten you an ass kicking.
Yeah. Said Vijo. I was thinking about my wife, and then I remembered how racist I was. Maybe that was the reason she left. That movie kind of sucks.
I don't know. I saw it
Memento?
Once in college.
I saw it when I was a teenager, and I was like, awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I'll
so
watch
cool.
it again.
A man who gets to be friends with Joey Pants.
Joey Pants, man.
You know what I watched recently was A Star Is Born.
What? Yeah, I saw that too, dude.
Pretty good stuff.
I thought it was sick, yeah.
Yeah. Bradley Cooper.
The last new movie I saw was Green Book, and I didn't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I love that. I love that because it's like such an accurate portrayal of
Italians.
Italians
and
Italians.
Black. Of Italians' relationship with gay black people.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what makes
someone
it a movie.
Boo that.
Yeah,
it's an Academy Award.
Yeah,
right?
Go watch
sir.
The movie.
Show
that's what makes it
respect.
A movie. If they made a movie that was called The Italian and the Black Guy, first of all, nobody would make that movie.
Yeah,
and I mean, yeah, for that reason, it would just be, you know, that's what makes it like it's a story of unlikely friends.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
like Milo and Otis. It's like a right. dog and a cat that like each other, or Tom and Jerry, or whatever.
I was just mad because it was Peter Farrelly from. You know, all the
something about Mary.
And I was always expecting Maharaja Ali's mm-hmm. dick to be in his zipper at one point.
Right.
And
well, it's
because
it was the
that.
Other brother that made them all comedies.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dumb
really?
And Dumber was supposed to be a very serious movie
about
two mentally retarded men who found love but also learned that they could be in a poly relationship. And then the other brother was like, let's give one of them diarrhea. Like, all right. I guess we'll do that, too.
We need to get diarrhea back into movies. In the 90s, it was the fucking golden era of
it's
diarrhea.
Still
we should bring that back, dude.
Yeah.
Diarrhea
getting
gags.
Diarrhea.
Fucking Mission Impossible 1 had a diarrhea gag. It was sick. That's how he...
Really?
They made the guy
yeah,
who
you know,
worked in
like,
that office
to repel
have
down
diarrhea.
And
that's
shits
how
all
he...
over the computer. Just that's Tom Cruise is like, I got 2 seconds to get out of here. Yeah. And it just shits his pants and it seeps through his shirt
well,
all over his face.
He
remember
had
that
shit.
Part?
just liquid shit pouring all over no. Tom Cruise's face.
He had to shit a fine mist so he could see all the lasers. You know what I mean? That's how it worked.
Ooh.
just in his own shit fumes. Just
when it's half solid, half gas. That's smart. It's a smart movie.
Damn. I want to see the new Mission Impossible. Everyone says that's pretty
good. I saw it in IMAX. It was sick.
Nice, dude.
He jumped from space. He does all his own
stuff. Don't spoil anything, motherfucker.
Everyone knows that.
I didn't know that until right
now. Stop didn't know that he does a stunt.
He does his own stunts.
It's a big spoiler.
Do not tell me there's stunts in that movie, dude. I did not know.
It turns out the mission isn't so impossible after all.
What? Are you telling? But it's impossible. That's the name of it, dude.
Yeah, I know.
If I go to that movie and the mission is possible, I'm going to be fucking pissed at you guys.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it would be great if there's one of the movies where Tom Cruise's character gets like an inoperable brain tumor. And he's like, we're going to fight this thing. And this is my final mission. I'm going to beat it, guys. And he keeps getting surgeries and losing more and more function. And then in the last 15 minutes, they're like, it looks like it's like working out. And then he dies. Yeah. They're like, looks like the mission was impossible. Yeah. And then there's like autistic guys in the audience that are like, thank you.
Good.
For once, thank you.
I've been coming six movies.
I've been coming to these movies for 20 years waiting for the payoff.
We had a real freak at one of our live shows. And there was a comic on stage, and I just heard him, like, after a punchline go, joke. Joke. Joke, 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 joke. Joke. Demand say funny.
Man, it must suck to be that little girl that was in Hereditary. I guess she's never going to be in another movie again.
Yeah, can we be honest?
I guess that
little girl
was her.
Busted, that dude. That's an ugly kid. Can we get around this fucking PC culture?
I mean, I was biting my tongue. I thought maybe we'd go into the gear and she'd be like that toothless boy from Stranger Things. They'd get her a face or something, and then, you know,
I'm happy
she
that
could be in like, you know, the Hawaii 5-0 sequel or something. But you know,
yeah, people that look weird as fuck always get some kind of random ass job. Like, didn't fucking Precious? Yeah. Didn't Precious get to be in shit?
Precious what? Kept working.
Yeah, dude.
I was happy about that. I was like, I'm glad she's getting acting roles and not turning her life around. That's...
I don't understand what you mean by that, Adam.
I don't know.
Health at any size.
Yeah, she played the car in Green Book.
They were driving in. Like,
she played the Buick.
It's between you and an Oldsmobile, Gabourey. Can you play a more convincing car? Let me hear you go vroom vroom.
Oh, we're supposed
to,
what?
We have to wrap up soon.
I thought we had till 10:45.
Josh, tour manager Josh.
The fuck
text
are you
us,
talking about?
Text us when we need to wrap up.
Yeah, text us, Josh. Or something.
No, I thought it's not 10:40.
We'll go as long as we can.
10:30. Yeah, we'll do. I mean, sorry, this is Adam's fault. Anyways, I'm saying the big
Adam's
bitch
really
is the Buick.
Not a good professional. You shouldn't know any of this, guys.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's the point. This podcast is two professional comedians and a Jew that begged his way on.
Yeah, we've only done 52 minutes. There's no way we're out of here at fucking 10:15.
Don't tell them that it's 52
No, we've done
minutes.
More than that. I saw when you started the timer.
Yeah, you started the timer late.
It doesn't matter. We don't need to get into this.
Anyway, we get in trouble with union guys if we go over a specific time.
So
and
if you guys want to consider yourself socialists, you better respect the union.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, none of my connections with union guys come up to Canada, you know what I mean? Because I am in the mafia.
All of these guys' forefathers burned to death in this theater, trying to keep out the blacks. And now, they never had segregation in Canada, huh?
Yeah, they did.
Did they? I don't know.
Yep.
What do you mean? But like, of course
French
they did.
And English, keep them separate. That's what I say. How dare they speak French? How
Maybe that's the reason
they?
Canada was less racist is because there were French people to hate.
The only good thing that the French ever gave this country is at the airport when it says that a flight is delayed, it says en retard. That's the only good thing they ever
that
gave us. That is good. That is good.
I will admit that.
That is a good bit.
Yeah. Also, they must have
that
good
is the only good thing they've done for you.
They must have croissant, good croissants and shit.
And I swear to God, and this is a direct threat on the life of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. I swear to God, if I see him, and if I find myself in a self-defense situation,
I'm gonna fucking kick his pretty ass. I'm gonna suck his dick. I'm gonna suck it so good.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna fucking suck the Prime Minister's dick for insulting my king, Donald. My angel. Respect the office.
So true, man. She's talking again. This is so good.
The girl does not respect me. What?
Don't.
Oh, boo. No, come on. Cheer her. Come on.
No, no.
See, I'm being
It's not
going
to work. She's not going to get to cheer.
In a boxing match.
It's okay. She needs to learn her lesson. One too many. You got a little greedy. Do you know what I mean? It was all fun and games until you had to say an actual sentence. In the future, just interrupt Adam and don't say any words.
Yeah.
Yeah, after, like, starting a heckle with Benjamin Franklin, blah, blah, you should know not to repeat that.
Yeah. Let's see here. What's that?
You wanna do your thing?
We got to close on something.
No, we got it.
No, I was wrong. You
don't yell bits out. African guy.
I'm not eating. So thank you for someone who gave me a 150 milligram edible.
That's too much.
I can't do it right now. I'm not eating it, you fucking pieces of shit. Suck my dick. I'm not eating shit.
He's got a problem.
He's not gonna eat it. Shut up.
I'm not eating it.
I'll eat it afterwards.
Yeah, maybe I'll eat it. That's right.
He's gonna parachute it. That's what that's called, right? You put the drugs in like a tea bag and shove it up your ass?
Yeah.
Is that what parachuting is?
It just doesn't work with edibles.
Yeah.
I just have fucking hundreds of brownies in my ass trying to do
people
it.
Steal valor in Canada? That's funny.
They don't have a military here, do
just
they?
Somebody pretending to be in the Canadian military. I guess you guys had that sniper, right?
Wasn't there a Canadian sniper?
That was better than the American sniper, but he didn't come back to America and was like, I killed every Muslim in there was. Make a movie about me.
They have a sniper?
You know it's a Canadian guy that has like the record for...
Oh, nice. Did he get his shit split at a fucking shooting range?
It is a pretty cool record to have, to shoot somebody from like 9 miles away.
That is cool.
It's a cool skill. What?
Doing Ernest moves? Ernest goes to Canada?
Yeah.
Hey, Vern, how come everyone here is a dumb asshole? How come they all got shit suggestions, Vern? Damn, I want to go back to jail, Vern.
It's too multi-ethnic here, Vern. I don't like all these different shades of brown
Ernest
people being
just Bobby
friends.
Hill.
Huh?
Your Ernest is just Bobby Hill.
Dad, now I grew up and I'm Ernest. Dad, I had sex with Boomhauer.
I don't like what those movies are doing to you.
Boomhauer's hot, Dad.
Those irreverent VHS tapes are turning you gay for Boomhauer.
Dang on, gotta get boy pussy, Hank. Just gotta fuck her son, Hank. Daniel got to bend over Bobby, put a chocolate sundae in his ass and eat it. Dad, I love when he puts a chocolate sundae in my ass. And then I eat it, Dad.
I would love to go do Comic-Con panels for shows we weren't on. And just do the voice, barely do the voices,
barely.
Not even close.
I'm gay.
Well, I'm Dr. Zoidberg. I'm a Jewish lobster or something. I don't know. People are like, yeah. How come we go to the bathroom, maybe? Maybe $2.
Whatever, you know. You guys
you get it.
Yeah. You guys know Dr. Zoidberg or whatever it's called. Future.
Dr. Katz.
What?
Nothing.
Dr. Katz? No, I was talking about Futurama.
Oh. I don't watch.
You thought he got Dr. Katz that
past,
wrong?
How about past Rama and setup, but Fry goes into a time machine and goes back, and then he's on a plantation. And then that's the show instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't
sound as good. Doesn't
what are you guys
seem...
watching? Past Rama? It's from the people who made The Simpsons. I don't know, man. It's kind of fucked up. Yeah. There's a lot of math jokes, but it's pretty racist.
Doc, his fucking professor, the professor's just really into measuring people's brains and shit like that. Yeah. What's that science called?
Good news, everyone. Yeah. I've measured your skulls while you were asleep.
Bender's just a slave.
No. No.
Well, I mean, if he's a robot. I mean,
he would have to be. I know.
He's a freed slave or something.
I know. Look, it doesn't. You're right.
I'm just more comfortable in a closet. There's a lot of parallels with the character.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Absolutely.
Look, I'm just trying to make the joke work, guys. I don't actually want this show to be real.
That's true.
You know?
That is true.
It is true. That's a true thing. And if we can end on anything, I'm happy.
To I think we got one more thing.
Not a big joke that everyone loves and laughs
at. Is this something real, maybe?
Just reality.
Just something to think about, maybe. When you're out there voting for Canadian president next week in the big presidential race with, I don't know. Do you guys, are there women that are up for the job this time around?
Elizabeth Banks?
Elizabeth Banks. Amanda Knox.
Dude, Amanda
Knox
is
the Canadian woman
so
president.
Fine.
Who, Amanda Knox?
Fucking get it, dude.
Who?
You want to smash Amanda Knox?
You know who wanted to smash Amanda Knox in a weird way? It was my father. During the trial, he was so upset. He's like, she's so far away from home. Just facing in the fight for her life. I was like, why do you care?
She murdered some bitch in Italy or something. What was
her and her like crackhead
Dutch,
set, like,
wasn't it like
orgy
a
boyfriend. Killed,
wait, I thought
killed,
they were
killed
exonerated.
Some British girl. They were exonerated because she was too fine to go to jail.
Yeah,
and now she dates a guy that looks like
hot
fucking,
privilege, man.
Like
nothing more privileged than being hot.
It's true.
It's true. OJ was too hot for jail.
You don't have to be good at anything. You're just a fucking idiot forever.
Yep.
Not because you're dumb. It's because you don't have to learn anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
might
never
be smart.
Have to say anything interesting.
That's
ever.
Why we're so stupid.
Just get to be like, oh, okay, tight, cool.
Yeah. Wow, that's so true.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. I would love to just go to a live taping of like a podcast that's just hot people. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason anyone goes.
Yeah.
And it's as poorly planned as this.
Yeah.
And about as entertaining.
Yep. Not as racist, that's for sure.
Yeah. Certainly not. And it's just all conversation about, I saw Green Book. I don't know if I really understood it.
That shit was complicated.
I thought the car was really good. I thought the car did a really good job, whoever played the car.
Whoever played the car. Whatever huge bitch played the car.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the correct term, but the huge bitch that played the car.
The next episode, they're like, we got to apologize. We didn't know the huge bitch is not the term
to use. I
didn't
know. I'm sorry. It's, maybe if she was hot, I would know the right term to use. But it's like, I just think it's so chill that she looks like that, and she's still like chill and happy. That she's probably as happy as I am, as a hot person.
Mm-hmm.
That just I don't know. What are you doing?
No.
Just give me some of the granola bar.
You can have the edible.
I don't want, it's 150 milligrams.
Eat it.
Eat it. All right, if he doesn't eat it, he has to take off his shorts, right?
That's our show, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone,
for coming.